A prayer for anyone who is drawn near to death. Robert Bolton. O merciful Lord God, upon the knees of our souls and from the ground and bottom of our hearts, we humbly beseech you that, in whatever way Satan has blinded this man or his own heart deceived him, or how far soever the image of Christ has been defaced and decayed in him, all his omissions of good duties, all his defects and wants in faith, repentance, prayer, and obedience, and so on, or whatsoever, I say we most humbly beseech you to forgive and pardon them all for the passion's sake of your only Son. Whatsoever at any time since he had his being, his either thought or said or done amiss, do it away, dear Lord, as though it had never been, and drown it forever in the bottomless seas of your own mercy. You have promised by your prophet in Isaiah 44:22 that you will put away the transgressions of your people like a cloud, and their sins as a mist. Now we pray, let the inflame heat of your everlasting love shed through the bloody wounds of your Son, and shining through the Sun of Righteousness upon his soul, disperse and dissolve into nothing all his iniquities, transgressions, and sins. You have promised by your prophet Micah that you will cast them all into the bottom of the sea. Now, blessed Lord God, we pray thee, as that mighty host of Pharaoh sunk into the Red Sea like a stone, so that neither son of man nor son of heaven ever saw their faces any more, so let all his sins be swallowed up forever in the Red Sea of Christ Jesus' blood, that they never show their faces again to his shame, discomfort, or confusion. You have told us with your own mouth that you inhabit eternity and dwell in the high and holy place, and yet with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to give life to them that are of a contrite heart. We humble entreat you, for the sake of Jesus Christ, that you would make good this promise to this your servant to the utmost sweetness and comfort thereof. Oh, blessed Lord God, let your glorious presence shine into his heart with all those sweet refreshings with which you are wont to fill those happy souls which depart in your favor and at peace with you. Let the precious, deserving, and saving blood of Jesus Christ appear fresh to the eye of his faith. And let the blessed angel, ministering spirits to your chosen, at your appointed time carry his soul with peace and comfort into the bosom of your glory. O Lord, he is now going the way of all flesh, and his habitation is removing from him like a shepherd's tent. Help now, Lord, in this time of need. Comfort him with all the strength of heaven. You have within the rich treasury of your mercy your own tender-hearted bowels of compassions, priceless blood shed of your dear Son, unutterable comforts of your good Spirit, the precious promises of life, and all the joys of heaven. And he has a poor soul that hungers and thirsts and longs for your mercy and favor before all the world. O Lord, our God, we humbly pray thee, crown that soul of his with them all. Let your own omnipotent hand encompass him. Let the strong arm of the Son of God mightily protect him from all infernal power. Let the spirit of all comfort raise in his heart those heavenly raptures and sweet exaltations of spirit which are wont to fill the souls of them which are ready to lay hold upon a crown of life. Let your blessed angels at your own time carry his soul into the bosom of Abraham, there to reign with you in rest and joy, and through all eternity. Amen. A prayer in time of plague. Most gracious God, Since by your good providence we are met together at this time solemnly to humble ourselves and afflict our souls in your glorious presence and before your pure eye, we humbly beseech you to give to every one of us spiritual ability in the saving assistance of your Holy Spirit, that we may all do it unfeignedly, fruitfully, effectually in the name of Jesus Christ. O most mighty and blessed Lord God, our everlasting Father, we poor wretches, your unworthiest servants, do here humbly prostrate ourselves, our souls, and bodies before your throne of grace, acknowledging from our hearts that we are the vilest of all your creatures, by reason of our manifold and heinous sins. We are defiled and polluted in every power and part, both of body and soul, to the very root, and from the beginning of our being we laid at first a bloody foundation with Adam in paradise, which utterly undid all mankind, and had our hands in that horrible rebellion, which brought all this mischief and misery, all sin and sorrow on all the sons and daughters of Adam from the creation to the end of the world. Yea, and all those hellish woes and tortures which shall lie upon damned souls everlastingly. Lord, strike our hearts with remorse for this sin, of which we take so little notice, that we may be humbled for it all the days of our life. We came into this world very sinks of all impurity, concupiscence, and filth. We brought with us understanding, stark blind in all heavenly things, our wills, stubborn, froward, rebellious to every good work and word, memory sinful and defiled, hard and stony hearts, raging in hellish passions, earthly and sensual thoughts and imaginations, dead and guilty consciences, eyes full of adultery, wantonness and wanderings, our ears open to all rotten and ribald talk, our tongues set on fire of hell, our hands full of iniquity, feet ready to carry us to all manner of villainy and vanity, even our bodies and souls engrafted into the cursed communion of the devil and wicked spirits, by reason of that original corruption and crookedness which we drew from the loins of our sinful parents, and this hereditary mass of natural filth lurk in our natures like venom and poison, which made us odious and abominable in your sight before we were able to sin. When we had power to serve the devil, it broke out upon us into as many fearful transgressions and abominable lusts as could possibly proceed from so empoisoned a fountain. And since that time, you know we have borne ourselves like traitors and rebels against your holy majesty. We have actually transgressed all your blessed laws and commandments, every manner of way and thought, word and deed, fearfully wounding our consciences, grieving your good spirit, and treasuring up wrath against the day of wrath. O Lord, we have grievously sinned against you by contempt of your word, decrying sin of displace, by atheism, ignorance, profaneness, unbelief, distrust of your providence, carnal security, pride, hypocrisy, by fearlessness and forgetfulness of your great majesty, our love of this world, and putting from us the evil day, by impatience and discontent, inward idolatry and preferring some creature before the mighty Lord of heaven and earth, by the gross neglect or wicked abuse of all the parts and kind of your divine worship. Precious and powerful are those heavenly ordinances of yours, your word preached or read, prayer, meditation, conference, vows, fasting, the use of good books, good company, and the like, Some of those have been utterly neglected by us, others quite marred by our formality and sloth in reading them. We have highly dishonored your majesty by taking your great name in vain, in want of due esteem, and in a holy use of your titles, attributes, ordinances, creatures, works of justice and mercy abroad in the world. We have fearfully polluted your Sabbaths and profaned all your ordinances upon those blessed days. And as we have thus wickedly neglected your worship and service in the first place, so we have been justly given over to bear ourselves wretchedly and unworthily towards our brethren. We have behaved ourselves unthankfully to our superiors, or proudly to our equals, unmercifully to our inferiors. Though it may be we have kept our hand from the gross act of murder, yet, Lord, you know our tongues have been swords, and our hearts full of blood. We have been defiled with all manner of abominable lusts in our inward parts. Our noble spirits that can never die have been basely chained down to the earth and kept in a wicked and dunghill slavery and bondage to the world and worldly things. In our tongues, we have been guilty of a world of wickedness, but above all, our hearts have been restless fountains of all ill. Innumerable litters and swarms of vain, vile, and filthy thoughts, affections, and desires have continually bred in them. Very thoroughfares have they been for Satan's impure suggestions to walk up and down in, and regard of malicious thoughts, very slaughterhouses, in regard of unclean lusts, very stews and brothel houses, in regard of the heat of boiling concupiscence, hothouses, and as the prophet in Hosea speaks, like a baker's oven. And Lord our God, these are but the heads of our sins. The branches, steams, and particulars are infinite, able to sink us into the bottom of 10,000 hells. And that which makes our sins a great deal more sinful, we have wretchedly and stubbornly committed them against many means of sanctification, against the ministry of your word, against many sermons and gracious invitations, against the motions of your spirit, the checks of our conscience, the light of our knowledge, against our vows and promises, your many fatherly corrections, great mercies, and miraculous patience. Good Lord, we beseech you to open our eyes that we may see the length, the breadth, the height and depth of this our woeful misery. The least of all of our sins without repentance may justly bring upon us all manner of plagues and judgments in this world, despair and horror upon our beds of death, and everlasting misery and torment in the world to come. What height of horror then, and depth of hell do all our fearful pollutions and provocations all our life long deserve in your hands? Now, good Lord our God, help us, and for the blood of Christ give unto every one of us before you this day true and saving repentance, unfeigned godly sorrow for them all. Let them all now come into our minds and be represented to the eye of our conscience as so many fiery scorpions, out of which except we take, as it were, the stings by turning from them, while it is called today, they will sting hereafter with everlasting horror. Let us look upon them as upon so many foul fins. Sin made the glorious angels damned spirits. How foul then do they make us, who are the sons and daughters of Adam? Let us behold them as so many foul and bloody instruments of Christ, his death, and cool cutthroats to our own souls. Let us cast our eye also upon your pure eye, in infinite indignation against sin, by considering how in your fierce wrath you threw down so many glorious creatures from heaven, how you cast Adam and Eve for eating a forbidden fruit out of paradise, drown the whole world, curse Sodom and Gomorrah as it were with hellish flame upon earth into ashes, cast off your own people who had been so dear to you, put sometimes a guilty, enraged conscience even into an hell above ground, and have created and provided a never-dying worm, an unquenchable fire, even all the torments in hell for impenitent sinners. O Lord, let these considerations of the foulness of our sins and the fearfulness of the curse do thereto, and above all, the beholding of Jesus Christ dying and bleeding on the cross, make every one of our hearts to break and burst and bleed within us for them all, that we may heartily and abundantly mourn over him whom we have pierced with them. And then, most merciful Father, we humbly beseech you be graciously pleased to open on us the blessed fountain for sin and for uncleanness, even the blood of dead immaculate Lamb Jesus Christ, the holy and the righteous. Break your own sweet name, which is to forgive iniquity, transgression, and sin, as a sweet perfume upon our broken hearts, and let our poor souls cast themselves forever with a lively and fruitful faith into the arms of Jesus Christ, for everlasting safety, and forever cleave to all the promises in your blessed book, as to the surest rock, and let the soundness of the truth of this, our cleaving to Christ, be hereafter testified and manifested by an hearty abandoning of all sin, by all the works of piety, justice, mercy, and truth, by a sincere respect to all your commandments, by a fruitful partaking of all your holy ordinances, by a spiritual performance of all Christian duties, by a constant growing in all heavenly graces and comfortable going on in the path that is called holy, until our dying day. And Lord our God, we be in thought sincerely humbled, truly comforted, and reconciled to you in the face of Christ. We humbly beseech you to enable us by your might to cry mightily to you for pardon and reformation of the sins of this kingdom, which are many and heinous, and have provoked you many a year, and to prevail with you in Christ's name for favor and mercy upon all our dear brethren and sisters that are now groaning under your visiting hand. Good Lord, we beseech you upon this occasion and blessed opportunity strike through the heart of everyone in this land with a true remorse and godly sorrow, both for his own personal sins and all the crying abominations of the time, that so we all turning to you with unfeigned repentance and sincere resolution to amend, you may in mercy command your angel to cease from striking, heal our land, and turn your indignation away from us. It is a heavy judgment and horrible sickness which devours now and eats up your people in our chief city, and is fearfully scattered in many places abroad. It is called your hand, your sword, the stroke of your angel, the snare of the fowler, the noisome pestilence, to tear by night the arrow that flies by day, the destruction that wastes by noonday and walks in the darkness. O Lord our God, let us be humble proportionably to the extraordinary terror of your heavy hand. O Lord, you are acquainted with the anguish of all hearts, with the griefs and groans and necessities and wants of all distressed ones, and all those poor souls that are still afflicted under your mighty hand with the grievous pestilence in any part of the kingdom. lie in a most rueful, comfortless, and desolate state. Ordinarily, they are destitute of all outward comforts. They want to physicians both of soul and body, the presence and comforts of their friends, neighbors, and all those who are dearest to them. They are vexed with the rage of a horrible disease, assaulted with a fearful sight of all their sins, the pangs of death and terror of your dreadful tribunal. We humbly beseech you, most merciful Lord, to ease, comfort, succor, and relieve them all. Far above that which we can either thank or speak in their behalf. Especially, Holy Father, we pray thee, bless every one of them with the right and holy use of your heavy hand upon them. Give them saving sorrow and true repentance, the blood of your Son, pardon of all their sins, persuasion of your love, peace of conscience, patience to endure their great extremities, and a full recompense of all their outward desolations with the sweet and inward consolations of your blessed Spirit. And so sanctify them, good Lord, this sore judgment to the whole kingdom, that we may all come from under your visiting hand as gold out of the furnace, refined from the dross of our corruptions and filth of sin, and so fitted and sanctified for the more sincere and glorious service of your great majesty to our dying day. O Lord our God, ye behold now from heaven what hearts we bring now into your glorious presence, how full of deadness, earthly mindedness, listlessness, and unfitness to perform any holy duty with heavenly minds and spiritual affections. We pray, stir us up and quicken us by your Holy Spirit, that we may be ever feeling and fruitful in all of the ordinances. Give every one of us spiritual ability and help from heaven to go through it with life and power, effectually and pleasingly to your great majesty. In the name of Christ, amen. Another prayer for confession of sin. O eternal God, great and fearful, strong and mighty, yet merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and truth, keep in mercy for thousands, forgiven iniquity, transgression, and sin. We poor wretches, vilest creatures, do here humbly cast down ourselves at the foot of your great and glorious majesty, acknowledging from our hearts that we are most unworthy to come into your presence or to call upon your dreadful and holy name. For you are a God of infinite majesty and glory, dwell in light that no man can attain to. And we are vile worms, dust and ashes, dwelling in houses of flesh and tabernacles of clay, in which we can do nothing but sin. Thou art a consuming fire, and we are even as stubble before you, ready to be devoured by your fierce wrath. If you should deal with us as we have deserved, you are a God of pure eyes and cannot behold iniquity, and we are encompassed and laden with all manner of pollutions and sinfulness. Beside that bloody rebellion with Adam in paradise and cursed leprosy of original sin, which has universally corrupted all the faculties and powers of body and soul, filling them with all hellish poison, confusion, and proneness to ill, the whole world has been worse for us since we came into it. There is nothing in heaven or in earth but so far as in us lay. We have polluted, wronged, dishonored, and abused it one way or other. We have villainously stroked at the apple of your pure eye, Holy Father, many and many a time, with filthy thoughts, abominable lusts, and fearful provocations. We have pressed your mercies even as a card is pressed, which is full of sheaves, We shamefully abuse the riches of your goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, leading us to repentance. We have dishonored your dear Son by despising him and his ministry, neglecting his many gracious invitations, persecuting him and his members, and shedding his blood in the sacrament. We have grieved your good Spirit by putting back his holy motions, or smothering them by worldliness, lusts, and earthly delights. We have vexed your blessed angels so much as in us lies, besides many other ways, even in this house of yours, with unreverence, drowsiness, sleepiness, and the like, where they are beholding with delight the mysteries revealed in the gospel. We have woefully abused all your creatures. They should have ministered to us continual manner of heavenly meditation upon your greatness and goodness, power and providence. But our earthly minds have made no such holy use of them, but we have covetously and sensually abused them to our own ends and carnal contentments. Even this kingdom, gracious Father, in which we have been born and bred and enjoyed many good things, has been much worse for us. For we have had our hands, Lord, you know, in pulling down upon us this horrible sickness as a plague of pestilence and other judgments, both temporal and spiritual, and without true and timely repentance, are likely enough to hasten the destroying sword and besom of destruction to make an end of us. We have abused all your fatherly corrections and chastisements laid on us in love and for our good. They should have been brought forth in us, the peaceable and glorious fruits of righteousness, but they have rather begot murmuring, impatience, and discontent. We have abused your mercies, which have been heaped abundantly on us, above measure and without number, even to increase our security and presumption and forgetfulness of the evil day. We have abused the most gracious and glorious day of visitation that ever any people enjoyed on earth, passing over it very unprofitably, like sons and daughters of confusion, not gathering any such stock and store of grace against our ending hour as we might plentifully have done. We have abused all your blessed ordinances, those heavenly conduits of all spiritual blessings, grace, and comfort, by our unpreparedness before, irreverence in the use of them, fruitlessness and lack of practice afterward. We have wretchedly abused our own bodies and souls by abandoning them to the service of Satan and making all our members instruments of unrighteousness to sin. Fearfully were they infected with original sin at first, but we have made them much more sinful by our actual transgressions ever since. We have added a great deal of folly and respect to the mystery of Christ. Every way, Lord, you know we are become exceeding sinful. We humbly entreat you, in the name of the Lord Jesus, to enlighten our minds and open our eyes to see the length and breadth, the height and depth of this our sinful misery, for which you might justly bring upon us all the curses in your book and all the torments in hell, and in the meantime plague us with giving us over to more hardness of heart, blindness of mind, deadness of conscience, slavery under our lusts, a reprobate sense, and to be finally sealed up with the spirit of slumber against the day of vengeance, which is far worse than all the plagues of Egypt. You might even in your own self, for our many dishonors and disobedience against you, draw that sword against us that would eat flesh and drink blood. Allow that wrath to be kindled in your bosom against us, which would burn to the bottom of hell. Come against us as a bear robbed of her whelps, and rent the call of our hearts and tear us in pieces like a lion when there is none to help. Your own dear Son might forever deny us His precious blood to wash away the least stain from our sinful souls. Your Holy Spirit might nevermore put any emotion into our hearts. Your blessed angels might take no more charge over us or be ministering spirits to us for our good, but leave us as a prey to that roaring lion and his damned angels. All the creatures might come justly armed against us with their several stings and rage to make an end of us for rebelling against you, their Creator. This kingdom in which we live might justly fall into the mouth of some horrible confusion, and we, enwrapped in the miseries and desolations of it, of crosses, afflictions, and your angry visitations upon us, might be to us the very beginnings of hellish pains. Your many mercies to us, which should lead us to repentance, might only serve to further us against a day of slaughter. The day of our gracious visitation might end in the sun set upon the prophets. All your blessed ordinances might be to us a savor of death unto death. Our bodies and souls might be most justly cast into the bottom of hell, there to be tormented with the damned forever and ever. O Lord our God, we humbly beseech you for the Lord Jesus, His sake, let a serious consideration of this our sinfulness and cursedness break our stony hearts into pieces. Make them burst and bleed within us. And good Lord our God, we being thus sincerely humble, let us get faster hold upon the Lord Jesus with a sound and fruitful faith than heretofore, by a steadfast looking upon Him and all His sufferings and satisfactions from us coming from your bosom until His returning to your right hand again, by surveying all the promises of life sealed with His blood, by cleaving to His sweetest name, which is to forgive iniquity, transgression, and sin, and resting ourselves with a thankful and joyful acknowledgement on that blessed mystery of His free grace, which reaches from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. A prayer of thanksgiving. Most mighty and glorious Lord God of heaven and earth, our light and life, our sun and shield, the strength of our hearts and our portion forever, you are the author of all our good, the fountain of all our bliss, the wellspring of immortality and life wherein we live and move and have our being, even our natural, spiritual, and eternal being. And therefore, to your great and glorious majesty, we render from the bottom of our hearts all possible praise and thanksgiving for all those glorious mercies and richest favors which you from time to time have abundantly and plentifully vouchsafed to us. Most rebellious, unthankful, and undeserving wretches, we thank you for the wellhead and first fountain of them all, your love toward us, and of all our good every way, even the good pleasure of your own good will, your free grace, and that mercy that reaches from everlasting to everlasting. We thank you for putting us into this world in the best and blessed part and time of it. We might have been born and lived in the time of the flood and been drowned and damned, or within the compass of that almost 4,000 years between the creation and the coming of Christ, out of the wall of partition, and so have had no means of ordinary possibility of salvation, and could have lived and died in cursed paganism and heathenish idolatry, which might have been lived in that dark and damned midnight, and have been choked with the doctrine of devils. We might have lived at this time in the world, but amongst Turks, pagans, infidels, where we should never have heard savingly of Jesus Christ. It's your infinite mercy we have been born and bred and brought up in this happy time in the world and blessed corner of the earth, this enlightened Goshen, where we have enjoyed or might have enjoyed the glorious gospel of our blessed God with such purity, power, and peace. We thank you, blessed God, for making us reasonable creatures, capable of grace and immortality. You might have let us lie forever in that abhorred state of being nothing, and we should never have dishonored you. You might have made us of those angels that are become wicked spirits, and then we would have been irrecoverably lost. You might have made us toads, or tigers, vermin, or any wild thing, and we should never approve such traitors and rebels against you as we have been. O Lord, we praise you that you have made us of your noblest creatures and given us understanding like the angels of God, so that if we be not cursedly cruel to our own souls, they may be saved everlastingly by the means that we enjoy. So we bless you, Holy Father, for your fatherly care of us, being yet in our mother's womb wonderfully and fearfully made, for that miraculous mercy in bringing us into this world and giving us leave to see this light, for your gracious watching over us while we hung upon our mother's breasts, since that time, for your merciful continuance to us of our life, health, liberty, outward means of grace, the use of our wits, limbs, senses, for all the good we have had by good yoke fellows, good parents, good children, good neighbors, good governors, or any of your good creatures, for every step we have made on this earth, every bit of bread we have put into our mouths, for every draft of air we have drawn into these frail bodies, and blessings more than heart can think, tongue can tell, and which we can neither possibly remember or express. Above all, we of this place are bound to praise your goodness, most merciful God, for that most incomparable jewel that ever this world had or sons of men enjoyed, the ministry of the word and means of salvation, the discovery of the mystery of Christ, and revelation of all your blessed counsels, by the power of which so many amongst us as have truly tasted how gracious and glorious you are in Christ, to bless, magnify, and admire the bottomless depth and infinite height of your free grace, for our happy conversion from Satan to the living God, for our change from nature to grace, a greater and more glorious work than the creation of the world, in which you have improved your own infinite mercy, the invaluable merit of your Son, and a mighty work of the Holy Ghost to make us of limbs to the devil, members of Christ. Oh, blessed be that happy time that ever we were so newborn. We thank you for pardoning all our sins, the least of which would have damned us everlastingly, for renewing upon our souls a blessed image of the Lord Jesus, the least glimpse whereof is infinitely more worth than the whole world. We thank you for the Lord Jesus and every drop of his precious blood, and all other sweetness we find in him, for your good spirit and his gracious presence and residence in our souls, for your blessed self and all the sweet communion we have with your holy majesty, for the prayers of your children, communion of saints, and the intercession of Jesus Christ. We thank thee heartily for any power or conquest you give us at any time over our sins, and for all our ability to do you any service, and any part or kind of worship, for all those afflictions and temptations which you have sanctified for our spiritual good, for all the sweet and heavenly dews of spiritual joy which you have at any time shed into our hearts from the throne of grace by the influence of your Holy Spirit. Bless God, we thank you infinitely for those glorious mansions of rest, for our everlasting blessings and peace purchased for us with the blood of Christ, for every moment of eternity in the highest heavens, where we shall fully and forever enjoy pleasures without end and past imagination. Oh, blessed joys! Oh, blessed eternity! Oh, ever-blessed God! Furthermore, gracious Father, we heartily praise you for all those public favors and blessings which in great mercy you have from time to time given unto this kingdom in which we have had a large and comfortable part. We thank you, good Father, for the happy deliverance of this kingdom from the fiery and bloody times of Bloody Mary, for raising up Queen Elizabeth, who raised religion, as it were, by a miracle from the dead, for all her miraculous deliverances from the cruel conspiracies of the bloody papists, for all her blessed days wherein so many holy saints were sent to heaven. And last of all, we cannot but reflect with compassion at heart on the grievous miseries and bleeding sorrows of all our brethren and sisters afflicted with the plague of pestilence. You are a pitiful God, full of tenderness, meltings, and compassions. You are the Father of mercies and God of all comforts. Now we humbly entreat you for your dear Son's sake, for your infinite mercy's sake, for your holy name's sake, of all your loves unto the Lord Jesus, and that with all the earnestness and fervency of our poor, dull hearts can possibly, that you would be pleased to cast down your compassionate eye upon them all. Stay the hand of your destroying angel. Spare them, good Lord, destroying not the people of your inheritance. Put up, we pray you, your arrows into your quiver, and your sword into the sheath. Now at the joint supplications of all your dear children who are in this kingdom, who are even now wrestling with you with all fervency of spirit, let our poor prayers and all theirs, even now meeting at the throne of grace, be mightily strengthened and tendered unto you by the intercession of the Lord Jesus, and pull down speedily upon us this mercy and gracious deliverance, that we may praise you forevermore. Lastly, blessed Lord, we humbly beseech you to pardon and mercy all those corruptions, infirmities, failings, defects, and imperfections which have been mingled with these holy duties. Sprinkle all our services, sacrifices, and persons with the blood of that immaculate Lamb, Jesus Christ, the holy and the righteous. Accept him and us graciously in him in whom you are well pleased, in whom your soul does infinitely delight. And so, good Father, we put ourselves under the wings of your gracious providence for our safety and preservation, and our souls into the hands of the Holy Ghost for our further sanctification and final salvation, in the name of Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the Holy Ghost, even to you, holiest Father, to your dear Savior, to you, sweetest Spirit, be ascribed eternity, infiniteness, and everlastingness of glory and praise, world without end. Amen.